Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get rid of the Republicans. Their time has come. You know, they are done. They are done. It is time for a third party to rise up.
They're putting their hashtag on going on there and showing how we're making a change on social justice and all this. Look, this has got to stop. And it seems so phony to me.
So obviously that has nothing to do with Islam, right, Jimmy?
No, not at all.
Obviously.
Not at all, dude. It doesn't make any sense to me how that's tied together.
It has nothing to do with the people, Islamic people, at all. Whew, that was a close one. That was close. I was almost on the bandwagon of just saying, hey, I hate all Muslims. But nope, it has nothing to do with it. We need justice for Bat Fleck. We need to get to the bottom of who decided to cast Ben Affleck as Batman. We need congressional hearings, I think, because this is a crime against humanity. It's kind of sort of refreshing to actually have some racism involved here. It's kind of refreshing, you know? It's
stuff things, words.
Damn, God, I hate them. Oh, man.
You are listening to Farmers Way with Ryan Hart.
All right, hello and welcome everybody to episode 72 of Arms Is Way with me. I am, of course, your humble drunkard from afar. My name is Ryan Arms, and this is Arms Is Way. It's Arms Is Way. It's my way or the highway, blah, 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 Limp Bizkit joke here. So there's lots of stuff to cover, talk about tonight. Something that's like, one of the things that I want to talk about is a month old. Another is almost a month old. But, you know, I had a bit of a break there during the month of May. And, just started back again last week. I guess this is the catch-up episode. Something along those lines, maybe. But first, foremost, let's go to the big story over the weekend. If you don't know, the Cincinnati Zoo. Well, basically what happened was Cecil the lion was killed again. And, what happened was the Cincinnati Zoo, some three-year-old kid got into a gorilla exhibit at the Cincinnati Zoo, fell on somehow, some way. Perhaps there was negligence on the parents' fault. Still an ongoing investigation, such things, stuff, things, words. But one thing is for certain, Cecil the lion was shot again, and there was a vigil held there at the Cincinnati Zoo because Cecil the lion grabbed this kid that fell into the gorilla pit and all that. I'm sure that kid immediately regretted that decision. Into Mr. Burgundy. Cecil the lion was shot dead and killed, and eight lives matter. By the way, I'm calling this ape Cecil the Lion because I refuse to learn another dead animal's name because of social justice or animal justice or whatever bullshit reason you want to throw at me. No, this ape is also Cecil the Lion. For whatever reason, this story is not going away. I don't know much about it other than, you know, there's an investigation into the parents and such. Apparently the father of this three-year-old has some sort of weed charge in his background. It's kind of an odd place, you know. This is a three-year-old African-American child, and yet racism came involved. like, hey, like, literally, racism became involved in this situation. You killed a 400-pound big black ape called Cecil the Lion. And saved a white kid. Even though, again, the child in question, although apparently that's a social construct these days, ask Rachel Dolezal and such. I don't know. Whatever, man. It's just stupid. You kill a million apes in order to save one child's life. That's common sense, people. There was a vigil held there at the Cincinnati Zoo, people protesting up in arms because Cecil the Lion, the ape, was killed. That's all that there is to say about this. You saved the kid's life, you morons. But hey, there's good news. Cecil the Lion, the ape's sperm was saved, so his lineage will continue. Yay! Hooray! Whatever. Grown men were crying at this vigil held for a in Cincinnati, a literal ape, a gorilla. God, what is wrong with this world, man? But that's it, man. That's all that I'm going to talk about. And unless you've got other things you'd like to share, wisdom, whatever, about this thing that happened there in Cincinnati. The number, of course, is 760-539-3247. Or you can click on the Skype button at the top. Click on the Skype button at the top of the page. Whichever you prefer, man. This is just stupid. Just everything in the world is stupid. I hate it. I hate this world that we live in. Like, literally, I was about to talk politics. Which, of course, I am no longer going to be doing here on Harms His Way. So, yes, okay. That's the ape talk over, done with. Done with it. No more ape talk. Sorry. But not really. This is my show, my way, Harms His Way. Oh, that Limp Bizkit joke here. Instead, what I want to really talk about is something that a video that I posted just earlier today on my YouTube channel. To find the YouTube channel, just search on YouTube, Ryan's Drunk, one word, RYANSDRUNK, one word. Search for it on YouTube. I'm pretty sure it's like the first or second result that comes up is the channel. And unfortunately, as of right now, that's the only way I can tell you to get to the YouTube channel, because YouTube is quite stupid these days. But anyway, I'm only talking about the YouTube channel because I posted a video this week about a story that happened like two-ish weeks ago, around May 19th, somewhere in there. This is when the initial story broke. But independent filmmaker, and YouTube celebrity, James Rolfe, better known as the Angry Video Game Nerd. I also glossed over this last week, but what I want to do right now, on this show, I glossed over it. What I want to do right now, and I may echo some things that I said in my YouTube video, but I want to go in depth on this, because this is just mind-explodingly something. James Rolfe, better known as the Angry Video Game Nerd on YouTube, posted a video, I believe, on May 19th, Year of Our Lord 2016, mm-hmm. in which he said he will not see the Ghostbusters remake. He refuses to review it. This set off a feminist SJW explosion of biblical proportions. Even Screen Junkies, the people that are behind the Honest trailers on YouTube, even they got into the mix and were like, oh my God, he's stupid. He's not open-minded. First and foremost, I'm going to play a bit of James's video. I don't know. I've got the whole clip here. I don't know how much of it I'm going to listen to. I'll probably just play up until the point where he mentions females in the Ghostbusters movie at all. And that's probably where I'll stop it. But let's see. We'll see. James Rolfe had this to say. Take a listen. Listen, takers.
So there's a new Ghostbusters movie coming out, and for something related to one of my favorite franchises, it may be expected that I review it, but instead of a review, for once, I'm doing something a little different. A non-review. Because I refuse to watch it. I'll tell you why. The original, which we now have to call the 1984 Ghostbusters, is a timeless classic. It's one of the greatest comedies ever made. But this one, judging from the trailers, it looks awful. So instead of doing what everybody else is going to do, go see the movie and then talk about how bad it is, I'm going to do something different, something unheard of. I'm not going to see it. Wow, what a novel concept, right? If you already know you're going to hate it, why give them your money? If this is the Ghostbusters movie that nobody wanted, then the box office results should reflect that. But I don't think it is. Maybe the actual movie is better than the trailer. Maybe it's good. It's a possibility. I know I'm biased. Ghostbusters is something that a lot of us grew up with, and we wanted to see the original cast back together for one last time while they were still alive, and then maybe introduce a new younger cast, work them in, win us over, and then pass it on for a new generation. But the path to Ghostbusters 3 had so many detours and got kicked around so badly that it eventually died out completely. To me, personally, it officially ended with the death of Harold Ramis. They had all that time, and now a new Ghostbusters movie finally gets made, as if now it's appropriate? Well, at least he didn't live to see this shit. My problem I have with the movie, it's not the fact that it looks bad. I mean, sure, the jokes in the trailer make you cringe. The ghost effects are on par with the live-action Scooby-Doo or Disney's Haunted Mansion, you know, the one with Eddie Murphy. It looks embarrassing when you compare it to the original that was made 30 years ago, and that still holds up. The effects in that movie are still amazing after all this time. So, it looks bad. Fine, I watch a lot of bad movies. I see a ton of bad movies, knowingly and with pleasure. But this isn't just any movie, this is Ghostbusters. It's one of the most celebrated franchises ever. The real problem I have with it is the title. Calling it Ghostbusters, but without having any connection to the original story or characters, is a shameless attempt to bank on the name to get fans to see it based on the title alone. At the same time, it takes advantage of the younger generations who might not have even seen the original. They'll see it without feeling like there's any prerequisite of having to see the other movies. And now, whenever you look up the original movie, you're always going to see Ghostbusters 1984 and Ghostbusters 2016. It's piggybacking on the name. And maybe that's not the intention, but call it Ghostbusters The Next Generation or Ghostbusters Re-Energized. Anything stupid like that would have been better. Because you know what everybody's been calling it? The female Ghostbusters. I hear that all the time, the female Ghostbusters. Does that mean we have to call the old one the male Ghostbusters? It doesn't matter, but I can't blame everybody for identifying it that way because there's no other way to identify the movies. There's no other name for it. It's just Ghostbusters. And I know the term remake has gone out of fashion, but I feel like it is a remake because now everybody says reboot, but I don't care. To me, by definition, a remake is when you make a movie called Ghostbusters, then you make another movie called Ghostbusters, you made another Ghostbusters, you remade it. It's a remake. Of course, that doesn't mean it's a...
All right, so there you go. He goes on for a few more minutes, and honestly, it is kind of a boring video. It's not on par with, you know, anything he's done, anything that he's known for, say, the Angry Video Game Nerd or his Board Change show. It's exactly what you heard, for the most part. He's calm, collected. That's the only time when you heard him say, people are calling it the female Ghostbusters because there's no other way to identify it. That's the only time he mentions the all-female cast at all. But of course, we live in a hyper outraged society world where Twitter activism is a thing, and just all of the bullshit that is wrong with this place. Headlines started to pop up, such as from IndieWire: Ghostbusters reboot, Cinemasker YouTube critic refuses to see film for dumb reasons. His reasons seem to be pretty well thought out and very much anti-dumb. They're smart. Unlike my previous sentence. Pedestrian TV. Twitter shits itself after whiny man baby refuses to review Ghostbusters. From Salon: Angry Video Game Nerds, calm down about Ghostbusters. It's still a comedy about ghosts and those who bust them. But the kicker comes from Daily Beast, with the author Jen Yamato, who literally compares James Rolfe to a certain presidential candidate whose name shall not be said on the show. Even just saying the words presidential candidate is but the headline is that presidential candidate's sexist anti-Ghostbusters crusade goes mainstream. Sorry, I'm trying to skim through this just to get to the point here. She writes, Jen Yamato, Daily Beast, writes, in a 6-minute video that went viral on Tuesday, vlogger James Rolfe, best known as the Angry Video Game Nerd to his 2 million YouTube followers, planted his flag on the field of battle in the most venomous ideological war to hit the post-Batman v Superman summer movie season. The target of his wrath, Sony's upcoming Ghostbusters remake starring Melissa McCarthy, blah, blah, blah. July 15th blockbuster tentpole is such an abomination of the 1984 original film's legacy, he argued on his website Cinemassacre, that he would refuse to watch and review it altogether. If you're already know you're going to hate it, why give them money? Rolfe said. Launching into a self-righteous dissertation on why the groundbreaking female-led remake was offensive to his sensibilities. Maybe the actual movie is better than the trailer, he admitted. Maybe it's good. It's a possibility. I know I'm biased. Insinuating that the late Harold Ramis might roll over in his grave at the notion of Paul Feig's updated take on a team of misfit heroes who take on spectral evils in Manhattan. He complained most passionately that the new film does not star the cast of the old film and its lesser sequel, Ghostbusters 2, even though the original cast members Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Sigourney Weaver, and Ernie Hudson all reportedly filmed cameos for the reboot. Let's see, where's... still skimming, trying to figure out where to... I don't know. She goes whatever. The headline alone and the first fantasies of he's that presidential candidate that we all hate, the most part aside from, you know, the poorly educated, which he loves. Yeah, and I'm talking too much politics because of this stupid article. First, before, you know, like I said, I skimmed through a lot of it just to get through all that. First, she shows a video of that presidential candidate talking about the new Ghostbusters, because apparently he did back in February or so of last year. Whatever. It's just moronic. But here's the kicker. The Twitter outrage is real, and it's a thing, and everyone hates James Rolfe. First, it started. I think the whole reason why this blew up is because of Patton Oswalt. Oswalt. We call him Oswalt. Patton Oswalt. Who said, I really wanted to hate the Cinemassacre Ghostbusters review, but I'm such a fan of noisy thick saliva swallowing, it won my heart. Dane Cook got in on it. I think on Instagram or something. He just can't fathom that the original Ghostbusters are making cameos in the new film. Bill Hanstock, who's apparently some sort of screenwriter, his brilliant filmography includes a three-headed shark. I might see Ghostbusters like 3 or 4 times just to drink all the male tears when it's a success. Marissa Kabas, well, whatever, don't need to read hers. John Bowman, yeah, whatever. No reason to point that stupidness out. But here, one of the worst things that I've ever seen with my eyeballs came as a result of all this nonsense. These tweets. The next few tweets. There's so much more to go into with all this. Yeah, just bear with me, man. This is like a huge therapy hour that I'm having right now. While I was filming that thing for YouTube the other day, I was shaking. I was so mad. Because these... we'll get into it. Eric D. Snyder says, I keep fixating on his wedding ring. Someone married this man, baby. To which Daniel Carlson replied, probably a gold digger who just married him for his Star Trek V gumball dispenser. To which the other reply is from Alexander Holmes is, that's the only explanation. Why else would anyone cling on to him? These people attacked his wife. Now, in support of James Rolfe, there were tons of Twitter followers and such that fans of James, Cinemaster, and AVGN, that attacked Patton Oswalt and, you know, the thing that I don't want to mention because it's obvious, whatever, I'm not these cunts. So it is worth noting that it's on both sides. They attack his wife. But here's some more stuff and things. Like I mentioned before, Screen Junkies even got in on the attack. This was, I believe, the week of the whole, when James posted the video and stuff on YouTube. Screen Junkies, again, the YouTubers behind on his trailers and such, they went on the attack and, you know, they put out a video. Why does everyone hate Ghostbusters? Blah, blah, blah. Take a listen, listen takers.
Why do each of you think this movie is getting so much hate? And then piggyback that question with, what would you say to people who are just writing it off?
Well, I think on one hand, you have people who feel a lot of ownership of this franchise. You know, even in just that Cinemassacre video where the reviewer stated he's never going to watch this movie. In that video, he goes on to describe, beat for beat almost, exactly what this movie should have been. And
right.
So you have people who are like, this isn't what I've been imagining it to be for 20 years,
uh-huh.
So I'm done.
Yeah.
The nostalgia,
yeah.
the lore, that's part of it. What else?
It would be naive to not acknowledge that there is an undercurrent of sexism on the part of some people
mm-hmm.
that dislike this. Not all. Some people that
mm-hmm.
dislike this movie. It would be naive to not think that that is one element, but too many people put all their eggs in that basket.
Yeah,
and
because
right,
as I was saying, just the nostalgia camp, that's a valid point.
You know, I tweeted about this yesterday because the video came out, you know, like you were saying, from guys that I'm never going to see it, and I said, I think that's really unfair and closed-minded, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of people said, like, well, don't you think that people have the right to choose what they want to see in a theater?
Of course you do. Like,
mm-hmm.
But to say, this, I'm not going to go see this movie because it's terrible. That's what's not fair. Because
yeah.
you haven't seen the movie, and you're not going to give that movie a chance.
Don't do the book report when you've only read the back cover.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course. No. Dan, I can't think of his last name. Dan, Screen Junkies person. He's pretty big face around there, Screen Junkies. Whom I generally disagree with most of the time. He's a likable enough guy, but I'll let this slide here. And no, he doesn't directly say James is a misogynist. There's an element of sexism. Where is this element? Where is this element of sexism? I have yet to see a shred of evidence, even in YouTube comments, where people are blatantly sexist. There are some that say, sure, there are some that say, you know, we're tired of this forced agenda. We're tired of this forced feminist nonsense, as I am. It's fine, okay, Star Wars, and everyone can have a female protagonist hero person. I mean, it's not like, whatever. But the movie just does not look funny. I'll go into a little bit more specifics here. 760-539-3247, or click on the Skype button at the top of the page. More Harms is Ways coming at you just after all this.
From Amazon, number 1,772,434th best-selling author, comes his long-awaited, unabashed sequel. The Drunken Diaries, Volume 2. More drunken ramblings you won't read.
And the butchery begins.
With a brilliantly written foreword by Travis Bevan that is worth the price of purchase alone.
Now I have something I can work with.
For only $3.99, get the sequel to The Drunken Diaries. The Drunken Diaries, Volume 2. More drunken ramblings you won't read. Get it on your Kindle device today.
Yeah, bitch!
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Push-Up Bra Inventor.
Mr. Push-Up Bra Inventor.
Never before has one man done so much with so little.
Lifting them higher.
From mosquito bites, pimples, and pancakes to melons, mountains, and Major League Yabos. An engineering feat so brilliant, it can only be described as va-va-va-voom.
Va-va-voom.
Thanks to you, even a 90-year-old grandmother can go from A to double D in a single bound.
What's your number, Granny?
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, O hoister of the hooter, because when it comes to the bust, you're the best.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm your GPS. Turn right up ahead. You never update me, so now I just have to wing it. I meant turn left up ahead.
Recalculating. Turn right now!
And your cut rate insurance may not pay for all this, so get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Recalculating.
Mayhem is everywhere. So get an Allstate agent. Are you in good hands?
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Company Computer Guy.
Mr. Company Computer Guy.
You are the ruler of the RAM, the guru of the gigabyte, the monster of the memory.
Show me the way.
When we screw up the boot up, you are there. Without you, computers would megabyte.
Megabyte.
The countless hours we spend surfing the internet and accidentally stumbling upon porn sites would instead be spent working.
Working for the man.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Company Computer Guy. For it's you who keeps our logons logging and our hard drives hard. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Ryan Hart. All right, 760-539-3247, or the Skype button at the top of the page. If you've got any thoughts, comments, or concerns about anything that I've talked about tonight. But continuing on with this, AVGN, Ghostbusters versus feminism, SJW bullshit. I wanted to try and find some more evidence of, you know, just the sound bites to play for y'all, of all of those that came out and attacked James Rolfe. Unfortunately, this is the best that I could do. I won't give this channel any publicity. I won't say this person's name, but she's apparently some YouTuber. I guess she does some sort of quote-unquote parodies. Or something, I don't know. This is the one and only video of hers that I will ever watch. It's entitled Ghostbusters 2016. No parody, I refuse. So basically, she's just doing a parody of James's video. And yeah, as I said, I'm sorry. This is the best that I could come up with. After hours of searching. I'm sorry.
So a new anti-Ghostbusters YouTube rant came out, and for something related to my favorite internet argument of all time, it may be expected that I parody it. But instead of a parody, for once I'm doing something a little different. A non-parody. Because I refuse to watch it. I'll tell you why. The original wave of Nerd Rage, which we now have to call 2015 Ghostbusters Nerd Rage, is a timeless classic. It's one of the greatest internet bitch fits ever to happen. But this one, judging by the think pieces, it looks awful. Nerd misogyny is something that a lot of us grew up with. And we wanted to see the original nerd culture gatekeepers back together one last time while they were still alive. And then maybe introduce a younger, angrier wave of small-dicked rage machines. It's not the fact that the new rant looks bad. I mean, yes, the guy's sparkling charisma makes you consider drowning yourself in the Hudson River. The set decoration and shooting angles on par with the sad Wayne's World parody you shot in your parents' basement when you were 14. The real problem is with the title. Calling it Ghostbusters 2016 No Review, I Refuse, but then going on for 6 minutes, is a shameless attempt to get disenfranchised middle-class white boys to click on the link based on the title alone. I know the term shit post has gone out of fashion, but I feel like it is a shit post. If this new YouTube clip wants to be a shit post, then why couldn't it take notes from all the other crap opinions before it? Like the women aren't funny think pieces. It's the same stuff people have been saying about women for years, but it also reboots the original testosterone-fueled anger for a new generation, where the author pulls like Christopher Hitchens quotes, plus Adam Carolla, plus John Belushi, plus Jerry Lewis, plus the author's own humorless opinion about the state of comedy, and then from there really try to win us over with stock photos of gorgeous women laughing at homely-looking men's hilarious jokes. But instead of doing that in this video, The original 2015 crappy opinions about the new Ghostbusters movie are playing cameo roles. They're barely even alluded to, like, what the f***? This thing is so misguided, it's amazing. That's all for now. Be sure to tune in next week.
And literally, this is the problem, man. All these articles that just sprouted out of nowhere, from Salon, all those that I just read off before, Daily Beast, yada, yada, yada. The one thing that is obvious is pretty much no one, this last parody woman included, watched the entire video. They have no idea what he said. Maybe they listened to, he said, you know, pretty much when I stopped it. I stopped the audio playing when I played the blah on here. Maybe they heard him say, what is the, you know what people are calling it? The female Ghostbusters. Because that's the only one. Maybe they listened up until that point. That's about it. James Rolfe. Now, I don't know him personally, obviously. I mean, I'm somewhat of a fan of AVGN. I like 4James. I like a couple of other stuff and things that he does. And video movie reviews isn't something that he does typically. I mean, he has been doing it more and more recently, with like Batman v Superman, and I'm pretty sure he did a review of probably Civil War. I'm not even sure on that. But probably Star Wars, Episode 7, blah, blah, blah. I know he recently did do a review of the new Godzilla trailer, or whatever that's worth. But typically, he does video game type videos. It's usually restricted to just video games. He barely mentions movies at all unless it's like old Universal Monster movies or Godzilla movies. He barely mentions it. But we live in this society. Hulk Hogan could be drum out of the profession that he helped make famous. Because, oh no, my feelings were hurt when I heard him, when I read it, that he said bad words. Racist, potentially, words. When James Rolfe can make a video, calmly, collectively, lay out great points as to why he doesn't want to watch this new movie, he's immediately labeled a sexist, a man baby, a misogynist, an MRA, somehow James Rolfe is a male's rights activist. Ladies and gentlemen, just because he refuses to watch Ghostbusters. Now, here's a little something. About a month before James posted this video about Ghostbusters, I believe this video in particular, the audio, which you are about to hear, was released on April 13th, if I'm not mistaken. Again, about a month before the Ghostbusters outrage exploded. James posted a video in which he announced that he's giving or he's donating. That's not the word either. He's auctioning off. For some reason, I can't think of that. I mean, I had the same problem while I was filming my YouTube video about this subject a couple of days ago. He announced that he is auctioning off some AVGN memorabilia, from original video scripts to pieces of the AVGN movie, the literal movie that was released theatrically on an independent scale, of course, yada yada. He announced that he's auctioning off all of this memorabilia for charity. And here's a little bit of what he had to say.
I've been renting a storage unit for years just to save stuff, planning one day to organize it all and auction things off for charity. I've participated in lots of charity events before and auctioned things here and there, but this is my first big one on my own. It's taken a while because I've always been working on videos, yet the longer it's been delayed, the more stuff I've accumulated. But this past winter, I finally started digging into the storage unit, and we're getting this whole event organized, and now the time's right. In celebration of 10 years of the YouTube channel, it's AVGN The Auction. I have 65 items to get rid of. Original artwork, props, costumes, original shooting scripts, and storyboards. Not just from AVGN episodes, but a few from Board James, too. I have no idea how much this stuff is worth. That's up to you to decide. No matter what, 100% of the proceeds go directly to charity.
All right, so that's cool. Lots of YouTubers do these sorts of things. But in celebration of 10 years on YouTube, as he mentioned, he decided now was the time to do it for, you know, all by himself, which is awesome. But he continues.
With many charity organizations to choose from, it makes sense to go with one that my family and I have had personal first-hand experience with, and that is Shriners Hospitals for Children. It's a network of hospitals all across the United States who use donation money to help treat children with injuries regardless of their family's ability to pay. Typically, hospital bills can be really expensive, and lots of parents aren't able to pay for it. For example, if you're self-employed without a real job and without health benefits, your independent insurance doesn't cover much of anything. This is where Shriners helps. They welcome all kids, no matter what economic status or ethnicity. You don't have to be affiliated with a certain religion or anything like that. Welcome all kids. And if you want to know how successful they are in treating children, then I can tell you from my own firsthand experience. My daughter, who's born at a different hospital, she was injured on delivery. I'll keep the story brief. Basically, what happened was that prior to the birth, her progress was not monitored properly. And my wife did everything right, leading up to the birth, strict diet, everything perfect. But the last minute, it became an emergency to get the baby out fast. They used forceps, vacuums, and all kinds of tools. I don't even fucking know what they were to yank the baby out. And I watched the whole thing. And in the process, the nerves in her arm were stretched, and she was not able to move her arm. Lots of people go through life without two arms and two legs, but to see it happen to a newborn infant, it's very upsetting, to say the least. It turned out she suffered a brachial plexus injury, clavicle fracture, developed a torticollis as well, and I'm not even talking about what my wife went through, but that's a whole other story, and she's still going through that. Anyway, we took our newborn to many different hospitals and organizations looking for an answer to what had happened to her, and nobody knew. Then we took her to Shriners. And there, an expert saw her routinely, did a surgical procedure. She had to have her arm in a cast like this for many months. She also had physical therapy done 3 times a week somewhere else. And the expert at Shriners would monitor that as well. Slowly, we'd see, you know, she'd start to move her hand and the rest of her arm. And now, 3 years later, she has full recovery.
For all of you Twitter activists, all of you SJWs, all of you feminists that got your panties up in a bunch because a guy that is a diehard fan of the original Ghostbusters movie refuses to see this obviously lackluster film. What the fuck have you done? Did you pour a bucket of ice on your head 2 years ago? Is that what you did? This guy has more than likely raised thousands of dollars for a children's hospital. You absolute pieces of shit. God, this pisses me off. I'm talking to you, Eric D. Snyder, Alexander Holtz, Daniel Carlson, especially this little Bill Hancock. Well, not especially, because the last three were just horrible people. Bill Hancock, what have you people done? What? Again, did you dump a bucket of ice on your head 2 years ago? Is that what you did? To apparently raise awareness without even mentioning ALS. I don't know the absolute numbers that he raised. I don't even know if the auction is still going on or not. But most likely, with his 2 million subscribers on YouTube, he raised thousands of dollars. You absolute pieces of shit. Using your hashtag outrage and your hashtag activism for what? A stupid movie that looks horrendous. Oh, look, I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't care about Ghostbusters. I've never seen either of the original two movies. I'm not planning on seeing this new one, especially with all of this outrage that you pieces of shit are throwing its way in support of it. I definitely will not see it now, ever. Not even if it's just on free TV. Netflix, whatever. I will not ever watch this piece of shit. No, fine. Screen Junkies, no. I don't know that it's a piece of shit. I haven't seen it. Blah, blah, blah. I don't care. You Screen Junkies even made it worse, too. I will never see this movie. This is so beyond stupid. So beyond stupid, man. You people are allowing us as a society to be divided more and more and more. SJW pieces of shit. We all were fine before. I'm about to go into another rant for another day, I guess. Before I'm sorry. 760-539-3247. Or click the subscribe button if you've got thoughts, comments, or concerns. I don't know what to say. This isn't a safe space for you to crawl into. I'm not going to say, hey, this is a trigger warning. This may hurt your feelers. What kind of reality do you absolute pieces of shit live in? Where you can... I don't even know what to say anymore. I am so fed up with SJWs, social justice warriors. There is no such thing as social justice. The word you are looking for is equal justice. Equal justice, in which a certain political or presidential candidate should be in jail by now, because if she were a, well, I hashtag triggered you because I said she, if she were a normal U.S. citizen, she would have been many times over. But no, it's social justice, not equal justice. Oh, man. I'm talking politics. Damn it. There is some fun stuff to talk about tonight. Again, I want to talk about something that's about a month old now. And something else that's coming around the corner. Much dead air right now. And I apologize for that. I'm too upset. And I'm just stalling for time. As of now. I've already called these people pieces of shit too many times between this show and the YouTube video. By the way, to check out the YouTube channel, it is, of course, the easiest way to find it as of now is to search Ryan's Drunk, one word, RyansDrunk, on YouTube. Subscribe. Let me know if you like what I'm doing there. Let me know if you've got any suggestions, whatever. Let's talk. Speaking of the YouTube channel, tonight I'm going to be filming... It's going to be a brand new show, if you will, for the YouTube channel called Drunk Explained. The first episode should be on the channel sometime this weekend. But other than that, man, I am so done with this call. Same thing as if you were in 2009 and you were to criticize the President of the United States, you were immediately deemed a racist. Now if you just say anything about not liking the upcoming Ghostbusters movie, you are definitely a sexist. If you say anything about the agenda-driven Hollywood movie sphere of dumbness, you are immediately labeled a sexist, a bigot, a MRA, a misogynist, a racist. You probably love ghosts, but why don't you dress up like one, like a member of the KKK? I'm sorry, I stole that joke from someone on YouTube. Apologies. Like I said, I was doing research for this AVPN thing. Research, if you want to call it that. So I guess, to lead us into a break, let's listen to James. And his reasons to give money to Shriners Children's Hospital. If you'd like to give money to Shriners Children's Hospital, I believe, let's see, I'll do this real quick. It's Shrineers. Yeah, there it is. It's Shriners Hospital, Hospitals for Children.org. Shriners is Shriners, Hospitals for Children.org. Shriners Hospitals for Children.org. There you've got information about Shriners and ways in which you can donate. Shriners. Hospitals for Children.org. This was James's reasoning behind why he decided to give money. We're auctioning off AVGN memorabilia for Shriners Hospital one more time before we go to the break here. 760-539-3247 or the Skype button at the top of the page. More Hans his way and some fun stuff coming up just after all this.
I've been renting a storage unit for years just to save stuff, planning one day to organize it all and auction things off for charity. I've participated in lots of charity events before and auctioned things here and there, but this is my first big one on my own. It's taken a while because I've always been working on videos, yet the longer it's been delayed, the more stuff I've accumulated. But this past winter, I finally started digging into the storage unit, and we're getting this whole event organized, and now the time's right. In celebration of 10 years of the YouTube channel, it's AVGN The Auction. I have 65 items to get rid of. Original artwork, props, costumes, original shooting scripts, and storyboards. Not just from AVGN episodes, but a few from Board James, too. I have no idea how much this stuff is worth. That's up to you to decide. No matter what, 100% of the proceeds go directly to charity. With many charity organizations to choose from, it makes sense to go with one that my family and I have had personal, first-hand experience with, and that is Shriners Hospitals for Children. It's a network of hospitals all across the United States who use donation money to help treat children with injuries regardless of their family's ability to pay. Typically, hospital bills can be really expensive and lots of parents aren't able to pay for it. For example, if you're self-employed without a real job and without health benefits, your independent insurance doesn't cover much of anything. This is where Shriners helps. They welcome all kids, no matter what economic status or ethnicity. You don't have to be affiliated with a certain religion or anything like that. Welcome all kids. And if you want to know how successful they are in treating children, then I can tell you from my own firsthand experience. My daughter, who's born at a different hospital, she was injured on delivery. I'll keep the story brief. Basically, what happened was that prior to the birth, her progress was not monitored properly, and my wife did everything right, leading up to the birth, strict diet, everything perfect, but the last minute, it became an emergency to get the baby out fast. They used forceps, vacuums, and all kinds of tools, I don't even fucking know what they were, to yank the baby out, and I watched the whole thing, and in the process, the nerves in her arm were stretched, and she was not able to move her arm. Lots of people go through life without two arms and two legs, but to see it happen to a newborn infant, it's very upsetting, to say the least. It turned out she suffered a brachial plexus injury, clavicle fracture, developed a torticollis as well, and I'm not even talking about what my wife went through, but that's a whole other story, and she's still going through that. Anyway, we took our newborn to many different hospitals and organizations looking for an answer to what had happened to her, and nobody knew. Then we took her to Shriners, and there an expert saw her routinely, did a surgical procedure. She had to have her arm in a cast like this for many months, and she also had physical therapy done 3 times a week somewhere else, and the expert at Shriners would monitor that as well. Slowly, we'd see, you know, she'd start to move her hand and the rest of her arm, and now, 3 years later, she has full recovery.
I'm full. Get The Drunken Diary, someone's drunken ramblings you don't want to read. Available exclusively on Kindle. For only $2.99. Wait, only $2.99?
You're goddamn right.
That's The Drunken Diary, someone's drunken ramblings you don't want to read. On Kindle. Buy it today.
Time to get rid of the Republicans. Their time has come. You know, they are done. They are done. It is time for a third party to rise up.
They're putting their hashtag on going on there and showing how we're making a change on social justice and all this. Look, this has got to stop. And it seems so phony to me.
So obviously that has nothing to do with Islam, right, Jimmy?
No, not at all.
Not at all, obviously.
Not at all, dude. It doesn't make any sense to me how that's tied together. It
has nothing to do with the peaceful Islamic people at all. Whew, that was a close one. That was close. I was almost on the bandwagon of just saying, hey, I hate all Muslims. But nope, it has nothing to do with it. We need justice for Bat Fleck. We need to get to the bottom of who decided to cast Ben Affleck as Batman. We need congressional hearings, I think. Because this is a crime against humanity. It's kind of sort of refreshing to actually have some racism involved here. It's kind of refreshing, you know? It's
stuffing words. 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 Damn, dogs. Dogs. God, I hate them. Oh, man.
You are listening to Farmers Way with Ryan Hall.
All right, 760-539-3247, or click on the Skype button at the top of the page. Awesomeness. One quick thing that I do want to mention before I move on. This won't upset me, won't cause a whole bunch of dead air, but it needs to be mentioned that 411mania.com, they published an article which headline was, I'm talking verbatim, not a direct quote, but the headline was essentially, the douchebags of the week are those criticizing James Rolfe, the angry video game nerd. So, good for you, 411 Mania. Now, everything, stuff, things, words, awesomeness. I awoke today to realize and find out that there was a trailer released for a DVD release. Does that make sense? DVD, Blu-ray, digital, HD, digital, ultra digital, blah, 4K, everything. There was a trailer released for the release of a movie that was already in theaters. Hear me out. This is a very good thing. But first, let's take a listen to the audio of this trailer, because that's how we do things. Stuff, things, words, here we go.
Men with power obey neither policy nor principle. No one is different. No one is neutral.
If Superman were here, what would you want to say to him?
That my family too had dreams. To look him in his eye and ask him how he decides which lives count and which ones do not.
There's a new kind of mean in him. He is angry and he's hunting.
I didn't kill those men, if that's what they think.
And this is what makes you such a good reporter. Stuff like this still shocks you.
I'm older now than my father ever was. This may be the only thing I do that matters.
So falls the House of Wayne.
God is all-powerful. He cannot be all good.
And the world only makes sense if you force it to.
Men like that words don't stop him. You know what stops him? A fist.
You are never a god. You
You are never even a man.
That dream is all some people have. It's all that gives them hope.
Now God is good as dead.
Man made a world where standing together is impossible.
We will. We have to.
Batman v Superman, the Ultimate Edition. Number one, let me just say this real quick. A lot of people did not enjoy, I can't say myself included because I didn't see the movie in theaters at all. I wasn't even remotely interested in the movie in theaters at all because at the time, I had no idea what it was. But Zack Snyder directed a film adaptation of one of the most highly regarded comic book stories of all time. I will personally admit, as much as I may Batmasturbate, this is the best comic story I have ever read. And it is, of course, called Watchmen. Many people hated the Watchmen movie. I have no idea why. I mean, the theatrical version itself was fine by me. I see there's kind of a funny story here. I received a copy of Watchmen for free by accident. Essentially, I was at my friend's concert. My repulsive sidekick, Ferris. He's been on the Drunken Radio Network time and time again in the past. My repulsive sidekick, Ferris, had a concert because he plays guitar or whatnot. He was in a band at the time. And a local radio station was at this concert at a bar, whatever, awesomeness. They were giving away free swag, I guess. One of those pieces of swag was a copy of Watchmen. Now, I gave some people that were friendly with my repulsive sidekick Ferris a ride home. They had picked up the copy of Watchmen. I have the copy of Watchmen now because they left it in my car. I still have it right now. It's awesome. But since, you know, this was around the time just after the movie was released and such, the radio, you know, local radio station, Kilo, 94.3 Kilo. The rock station, yeah. Mandatory Metallica is coming up in an hour, everybody. Anyways, they essentially quasi gave me the graphic novel Watchmen. Anyways, I had no idea what Watchmen was at this point. You know, once I got to the graphic novel, I had seen trailers and such. I was like, hey, well, that makes no sense. But, so I read the book, loved it, and, eventually I saw the movie about, you know, around a year later, saw the movie when it came on HBO, thought it was fine, you know, there was obviously differences, but I thought it was good, you know, I liked it. Then I watched the director's cut, again, Zack Snyder, director, Watchmen, director's cut of Watchmen that was released, I believe, on Cinemax a couple months later. And it's, you know, about a half hour longer, but it's a lot better. And, you know, I guess you could say the same thing is going to be somewhat true for Batman v Superman. Now, look, I understand why a lot of people didn't care for Batman v Superman. Now, there are a lot of aspects that I didn't care for. There's a lot of things that I didn't like a lot. I absolutely hated things in Batman v Superman. But I still thought it was a good movie for what it was. This ultra-dark, gritty, everyone's mopey and Batman-y, aside from Wonder Woman, Diana Prince, who's kind of Catwoman-y. Like, seriously, she's almost, Gal Gadot almost plays Anne Hathaway's Catwoman in some scenes, aside from the fight and everything, where she's absolutely fantastic and amazing. Stuff things worse. The point is, this Ultimate Edition, which is essentially a director's cut, an extended version of Batman v Superman, I'm sure I'm going to like it a lot more. This is just based on the past with Watchmen, where I enjoyed Watchmen, theatrical movie, but I enjoyed the director's cut. The director's cut a whole hell of a lot more. I would say that more than likely this is the movie that everyone intended us to watch, but because there are assholes out there, plenty of them, that say, oh my god, Batman v Superman is so long. It's so long. Now, I'm a smoker. All right? I'm just throwing this out there. I am a smoker, right? And if you are a smoker, you nicotine. You want nicotine. But there was not one instance in which I watched Batman v Superman and thought, oh my god, I need a cigarette right now. It wasn't that long. Okay? Number two, I've said this, I don't know, maybe it was on the show, maybe it was on YouTube, I don't know. But I've said this a bunch of times. What the hell is wrong with you? If you, in some places like New York, California, others, Jersey, I'm sure, you're paying upwards of $20 to see a movie. Right? Don't you want to get every dollar, every penny's worth? Like, you should be seeing at least two movies at that rate. And that, what the hell is wrong with you? Oh, it's too long. I would love to watch a four-hour version of Batman v Superman in the theater. That'd be awesome. I would love to watch a four-hour version of The Avengers, a movie that I really don't care for. The Avengers, it's fine. It's okay. No, I don't hate it. I would love to watch a four-hour version of The Avengers in the theater because I paid hard-earned money to see a damn movie, damn it. Penny's worth. Not, whatever. You're stupid. You're an asshole. And obviously it depends on the movie. I mean, if you're watching The Intern, starring Anne Hathaway and Robert De Niro, then yeah, I understand. You don't want to watch a four-hour long version. Just throwing that out there because I thought that the movie looked decent based on trailers and such, so I watched it just yesterday. And no, it's pretty much one of the worst movies I've ever seen. The Intern, starring Anne Hathaway and Robert De Niro. Anyways, okay, other fun stuff. Something that happened a month ago. It became official. I think I mentioned this on the show at some point, but it became official that The Killing Joke, the upcoming DC animated release of The Killing Joke, is going to be rated R, which is awesome, obviously. Not because, oh, Deadpool made it cool. Whatever. It's awesome because this story does need to be rated R. It just has to be. Now, whether or not we actually get to see the pictures of, say, Barbara Gordon stripped down and such that Joker takes over. I mean, they're in the comics, but, you know, it's kind of different. The comic, I should say, the graphic novel. Killing Joke. Now, whether or not those shots are in there, who knows? It's just whatever. But, Killing Joke, official trailer was released about a month ago. I haven't played any of it. I played something that was released, I don't know, a few weeks before that. It was kind of an extended trailer or something, but this is the official trailer, the audio of the trailer of The Killing Joke. Take a listen. Listen to you.
I want to talk. I've been thinking about you and me. About how this is going to end. About who will end up killing who. Perhaps you'll kill me. Perhaps I'll kill you. You know that, don't you?
Tell me what I'm doing here.
You're going mad.
Where is he?
Why aren't you laughing?
All it takes is one bad day.
Now, The Killing Joke, of course, is almost the current canon version of Joker's origin story, if you will. Almost canon. But now, this rebirth, apparently they're... Whatever. I can't stand DC, current DC comics, man. Unless it's like a one-off story or a graphic novel. I mean, the most recent thing that I've liked that's a DC comic was, that I know of, really, was a graphic novel by Brian Alizero and Greg somebody, I can't think of them, sorry, but it's called Joker. It's almost like in this Dark Knight, you know, Chris Nolan universe of Joker and stuff, and it's got a whole bunch of, it's told from the perspective of a, some random criminal, essentially that becomes Joker's henchman person. It's really interesting. And it's all about Joker. Batman only makes a cameo appearance, basically, at the end of it. And it's really, like I said, it's really the only DC comic, the newest DC comic thing that I like. And I think it came out in 2008 or 9. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, it must have been 2009. Ryan Azzalero, or I don't know, whatever. It's awesome. Check it out if you haven't. But, I mean, I read the very first, or, you know, Batman number one for the new 52, and they turned, like, Two-Face into the Hulk, and I just facepalmed. I read The Death of the Family and facepalmed Batman R.I.P., which, I again, that's like 2009-ish. I facepalmed. It's just terrible. Plus, there's this whole... I mean, Marvel doesn't seem to be any better with, you know, the story. Red Skull is essentially the presidential candidate whose name I shall not be saying. And Captain America has always been a member of Hydra. Some sort of, I don't know, Steve Rogers, Captain America, number one. Whatever, man. Comics are just dumb these days. The new ones, anyways. But yeah, Killing Joke will be released on... I just saw it. Well, here, first of all, Batman v Superman Ultimate Edition on Blu-ray will be released July 19th, which I believe is a day after the 8th anniversary of The Dark Knight, the movie. Just saying. I believe Dark Knight was July 18th. Could be wrong. Anyway, I don't know. I'll shut up in my own head. Killing Joke, I believe, is the 23rd, is released, July 23rd. So next month is going to be a pretty stacked Batman month, plus he's got this new origin of Joker coming in this comic universe rebirth bullshit. Apparently it's been leaked that the origin has something to do with the Joker is three different people. Facepalm. Comics, why are you killing yourselves? The movies are doing pretty awesomely, kind of, sort of-ish, even though reason things. But yeah, I guess we'll take a listen to both of those two trailers just to lead us out of the show tonight. Take care, everybody. And of course, stay out of Harm's way. My name is Ryan Harms. This has been my way. It's been Harm's way. Be sure to check out ryansdrunk.com tonight. I'm definitely going to be writing a little bit of something awesome pertaining to video games. And, yeah, subscribe to the ryansdrunk.com YouTube channel. Just search Ryan's Drunk, R-Y-A-N-S-D-R-U-N-K, for all sorts of awesomeness on YouTube. Subscribe to us there. And, yeah, awesomeness. Take care, everybody. And, of course, stay out of harm's way.
Men with power obey neither policy nor principle. No one is different. No one is neutral.
If Superman were here, what would you want to say to him?
That my family too had dreams. To look him in his eye and ask him how he decides which lives count and which ones do not.
There's a new kind of mean in him. He is angry and he's hunting.
I didn't kill those men, if that's what they think.
And this is what makes you such a good reporter. Stuff like this still shocks you.
I'm older now than my father ever was. This may be the only thing I do that matters.
So falls the House of Wayne.
God is all-powerful. He cannot be all good.
In a world only I sense, if you force it to.
Men like that worse don't stop him. You know what stops him? A fist.
You are never a god. You are never even a man.
That dream is all some people have. It's all that gives them hope.
Now God is good as dead.
Men made a world where standing together is impossible.
We will. We have to.
From Amazon's number 1,772,434th best-selling author comes his long-awaited, unabashed sequel. The Drunken Diaries, Volume 2. More drunken ramblings you won't read.
And the butchery begins.
With a brilliantly written foreword by Travis Bevan that is worth the price of purchase alone.
Now I have something I can work with.
For only $3.99, get the sequel to The Drunken Diaries. The Drunken Diaries, Volume 2. More drunken ramblings you won't read. Get it on your Kindle device today.
Yeah, bitch!
I want to talk. I've been thinking about you and me. About how this is going to end. About who will end up killing who. Perhaps you'll kill me. Perhaps I'll kill you. You know that, don't you?
Tell me what I'm doing here.
You're going mad.
Where is he?
Why aren't you laughing?
All it takes is one bad day.
I'm cool.
this happened to you.
Get The Drunken Diaries, someone's drunken ramblings you don't want to read. Available exclusively on Kindle. For only $2.99. Wait, only $2.99?
You're goddamn right.
That's The Drunken Diaries, someone's drunken ramblings you don't want to read. On Kindle. Buy it today.